Megan Payne is the executive director of the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Happy New Year to you, Megan. Thank you very much for joining us. How are things going heading into 2025 for the Watershed Council?
Well, a happy New Year to you as well. We have a busy 2025 lined up, as always, and looking forward to springtime and summer weather and field work.
What are some of the big projects that are on the calendar this year?
Well, we'll be entering year 9 of our tributary monitoring program. So we have 16 sites where we are monitoring water quality 10 times between April and October. And that tells us some good baseline information about the streams flowing into Lesser Slave Lake. And of course, lake management and the sustainability of our lake is a key focus for our organization and many other people in the watershed. So we'll have that program running. And this year, I don't know how excited everyone is about insects, but we are adding benthic invertebrate monitoring to our programs this year. So the benthic invertebrates are the little insects with no spines that live in the bottom of streams between the rocks and sediment. And when we sample those, we can get an understanding of, I guess, how healthy the surrounding environment is, because they're very good indicators. Some are very pollution tolerant and others are not. So based on the variety of these critters that we're catching, we understand more about the biotic components, whereas collecting water samples and sending them to the lab just gives us chemistry information. So I'm excited about that.
I'm thinking a lot of the kids are excited too, because if I'm not mistaken, it was you that said in a previous interview, hey, when you do these school workshops with the school kids, they like the bugs.
Absolutely. We let them play with water quality equipment as well. They can measure temperature, dissolved oxygen, that sort of thing. But catching the, we call them marsh monsters, catching those critters and IDing them and getting their hands right in there is really what lights kids up. And we will be working with our partners, the Lesser Slave Forest Education Society, supporting in-class presentations and then teachers who wish to go out on field trips. And we're always ever-evolving with Alberta's curriculum and making sure those opportunities are free for teachers in our watershed to take advantage of.
You mentioned the monitors in Lesser Slave Lake and going into Lesser Slave Lake. If I'm not mistaken, the monitors and the cameras have been up around the lake for the last, I believe it's a couple of years. How are those going on right now?
Well, our Eyes on Lesser Slave Lake project has a camera that looks out on Lesser Slave Lake at Jussard, and then one near Widewater, so both on the south shore. And they operate basically all daylight hours, and they stream live to our YouTube channel and also our website, links right to them. Depending on the time of year, they see more traffic. Folks, I think in the winter, really like to know, oh, if I go out ice fishing, is it going to be horribly windy or a whiteout out there? You know, what's the conditions? And same with recreationalists or fishermen in the summer. You can easily tell from the camera stream if there's big waves or whitecaps out there. That is something we want to keep promoting, and there's interest from the Slave Lake Tourism Organization to add another camera somewhere along Devonshire Beach, so that would be a third one. I think it's cool because folks literally anywhere around the world can check out Lesser Slave Lake and watch the wind blow and watch a bird fly by.
Our little corner of paradise, that is for sure. Megan, the Water Management Conference is coming up next month in Grand Prairie, and I understand, Lesser Slave Watershed Council's logo is on that. Have you got a big part of that, and are you looking forward to that next month?
Absolutely. So Alberta's 11 WPACs are dispersed across the province, and the three northern groups, so myself, the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance, and the Athabasca Watershed Council, are collaborating again to host our second Water Management in Alberta's Boreal Conference. And it's going to be in Grand Prairie at the Pomeroy Hotel on February 25th and 26th. And based on, like, our 2023 event was a really great success. It was kind of coming out of COVID. People wanted to do more in-person events. And all the feedback was like, this is really great. It's relevant to the north. You know, Alberta's boreal makes up, you know, well over half of the province's land area, but it's often not a focus of big water conversations, you know, in the south where we have more of our population and irrigated agriculture, and it's a completely different landscape. So our goal is to keep things relevant to water management in Alberta's boreal region, and then specifically looking at the state of our watersheds. How are we doing? Are we monitoring enough? Do we have enough information? Are things improving? And then there'll be an opportunity. We have a great lineup of speakers, so many different sectors, agriculture, oil and gas, research, academic presentations. Nate Boreal does a lot of work across the north, so we got some interesting work from them. And then, of course, the social time, lots of networking, you know, cocktails and a banquet dinner, followed by a really great keynote presentation that'll get us all thinking. So yes, lots of work, but we're really looking forward to it. And folks can still register on our website or the Mighty Pieces website or the Athabasca Watershed Council's website. We all have links to it. And yeah, it should be a really great 2 days.
How much are you looking forward to things in the 2025 season when things thaw out, and how much fun are you guys going to have getting out and saying hi to everybody in the watershed?
Well, it'll be great. It'll be Jessica's first season as our biologist in the field, so she'll be out leading our monitoring programs, and we're looking at the addition of perhaps some fish surveys. Of course, all these things are funding permitting, so trying to find some resourcing to add more science and technical work, but yeah, the field season seems to fly by, and then the winter season we work on reporting and all the administrative things, wishing for summer.
Megan Payne is the Executive Director of the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. Megan, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Great to talk to you as well.